Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Martin with the great Derek Chivas in studio. Got to ask you about your son, sophomore-to-be at Tolton, really good athletic school in the Columbia area. What are your impressions of him as a ball player?
He had an extremely good summer. He actually went to the All-American Showcase in Atlanta and played really well. And I think the competition made him become the Kobe that I like him to be. But he's a LeBron guy. Rebounds, passes, makes everybody look good.
And you want him to be a cold-blooded killer?
Yes, an assassin. Yeah, I need you to be an assassin, but I tell people all the time, and the guys were telling me that because they didn't know he was that young. I said, it's not about your age, it's about your skill set. But the thing is, that's his demeanor, his temperament. I would never want him to change that.
Is he on Konzo's radar right now?
I couldn't tell you in a million years. I couldn't tell you in a million years.
And then your older son, who had a really nice college career, he's playing professionally overseas?
He was in China for a minute, but his last stop was the Washington Wizard affiliate.
Okay.
And he had a really solid year.
So looking back this past year, when the number three goes to the rafters, how nostalgic about your Mizzou days and playing with Norm and the old Big Eight, did it kind of bring it all full circle for you?
Not at all. Never thought about it once. But you got to remember, Coach Stewart, beyond the university, he has functions that we go to. So you're going to see, I'm going to get to see John Brown. I'm going to get to see Willie Smith. I'm going to see Lynn Hardy. I'm going to get to see Dan Bingenheimer. All of these guys come under one roof, man. It's a brotherhood that coaches is starting, and it'll continue forever. So whatever's going on, the nostalgia happens with these guys where we share the stories.
Now, I know you're close with Norm now, but give us one good Norm story, because with you, with your personality being strong, his being strong, I mean, he had to have you. How about one, like, little confrontation or just one great, you know, fun Norm Stewart story with Derek Chivas?
If you notice, and I learned this from him, and it's also in the real world, I'm never late. And I used to always be late. And when you played for Coach Stewart, and any of his players that played for him, they can tell you this. If you were late a minute, you ran a mile, two, and it goes on and on and on and on. So I've ran many a highways and many a days so that I could get in a game to play. But I remember one time we were running on the track. So I'm saying, like, well, man, y'all didn't bring me here to be a track star. He said, well, son, at the University of Missouri, this is what we do. And I remember Coach Beckett also, I used to say, well, I ain't trying to lift all these weights. Coach Beckett said, John Wynn, the UCLA players don't lift weights. He said, well, son, take your to UCLA. Yeah, Coach had and I tell people this all the time, he had a way and a technician about his practices. But if you watch the games, he allowed other people to have input in the game. But when he was in practice, no one could say nothing. It was basically his whole thing, the practice part, the preparation. And you see a lot of guys now, and I tell people this. I say, man, these dudes are shooting 100 shots, and they ain't really making any shots. No one's effective and efficient no more. And if you watch any of the Missouri players, you didn't see cats shooting 30%, 41%. They were shooting real high because he brought practice effective and efficientness, man. And I think they need to bring that back, because you got a lot of kids that can shoot, but they're not you need volume shots, man.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
So there's a lot of record holders, and they always say, hey, records are made to be broken. If I'm Derek Chivas and I'm the all-time leading scorer, I don't want anyone to ever break that record. How about you?
No, the records are meant to be broken. And I'll share a story that just happened not too long ago. So I'm sitting with my guy from the Rams. I was sitting with his brother. And, you know, every time the 2,000-yard comes up, he politically corrects, says,
Eric Dickerson.
Yes. but he don't want you to break his record.
Right. No, no.
I could see that.
Yeah, yeah. He asked me that. He said, yeah, what about, I said, I don't really think anyone will break my record because cats are not staying in school long enough.
Yeah, nobody's getting to 2,000 points because if you're that good that young, you're gone after a year or two.
But there's a record at Missouri that no one talks about.
What's that?
And it's Willie Smith's average.
He's got the season scoring average, which is 25?
It's really high.
Yeah.
And I shot for that.
And what was your highest individual scoring season points per
25,
game?
25-4.
So he was like 26 or something.
Yeah, way up there. Yeah. So I'm like, I told somebody, I said, no one talks about that. No one's going to break that one. That's going to stand there for a while because cats, once you average 12, you a lottery pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a safe answer. He's fine if anybody wants to break it, but we know it'll never happen.
Yeah. No, but I'll get to come back.
Right.
You know, it'll make me relevant again, like
the jersey retirement.
Yeah, like my guy for the Rams. He basically always, when someone gets closer to 2,000, he's on television. I'll be relevant again. You'll see me at 60 and a guy, he's getting close. We need to bring you back. What do you think? And I'll say all the politically correct things.
Wheel out Chivas. We got a kid who might stay.
Records are meant to be broke.
Another thing fascinating about your career is that I think you may have declined going to the Pan Am Games or some international competition because you wanted to make sure you got your degree. You didn't want to be away from class, which is unheard of nowadays. Take me through that.
Well, the only person knows about that is Coach Beckett, and this is why I have so much love for him. But the story behind that, like I said, the machine, and when I say the machine, I mean the trajectory of what people believe is never what it really is. When I went to the Pan American Trials, I never wanted to go. I wanted to finish school. But Coach Beckett, being who he is, told me what an honor to be. And so I bought him. I bought what he was selling. So I actually went. And I was playing extremely well. Larry Brown comes to me and says, yeah, you're 17. We have the under 17 thing. You should think about playing for us. And I love Larry Brown. I said, okay, I'll play for you. So I went back to my dorm. And I never went to the last three practices because I was going to play for him. And then the next thing you know, I'm in there. Oh, he didn't have an alarm clock. He was sleeping. That never happened. My roommates would have, yo, let's go. I said, nah, dude, I'm playing with Larry Brown. And that's the truth.
And you and Manning were the best two players on the floor.
Yeah, I had a blast there, man, because it was all my peers that I seen in the books, from the Ronnie Cycles to the David Robinsons. You know, not so much just the Big Eight, which was probably the best in the nation, and the draft showed that. But it was guys that I would see in the magazines because you're on the East Coast, you get more visibility. And so I took my skills up there and I put my foot on the gas to represent my family, people that taught me, my university, and so on and so forth. But no, the thing that they said was, oh, get him alarm clock. You know, every arena I went to had alarm clocks. Well, you should have shut him up because you woke me up. I'm going to give you the business when we get there.
What venue did you love going to? What venue did you hate playing in? There are a lot of these Big Eight towns, pretty small towns in the old Big Eight days. Did you love going certain places, hate some?
Loved playing at Oklahoma against Billy Tubbs because I knew that we didn't have to run plays when we played against them. And if you check the stats, I had astronomical numbers against the Oklahoma Sooner teams.
You had games in the... Give some of your scoring games against Oklahoma.
Oh, man.
You had a what?
I had a 28 as a freshman.
Wow.
At the Kemp Arena.
Play D?
No, you just ran, man.
Right.
Yeah. Tim McAllister, it was like, you get it, I get it. And if you wanted to stay in the game, you had to run and play like them. And I basically, they would feed me the ball, and I played the way they played. And so I loved playing that way with them for that time. But we also could do X and O's and make them guard. So later on in my career, that's how we beat them. Slowed them down, made them defend.
Was Tisdale there your era?
My freshman year.
Good. One of the best college players ever.
Unbelievable. But he also was an amazing musician because I lived in Chicago and went to go see him. He had an album. It's one of my favorites. It's called Rebound. Classic. But KU was a place I didn't like playing, and I never won there. I had a chance my freshman year, but never won there.
Those two might be connected. I didn't like going there, and we never won there.
No, never liked going there. But the good thing about it, never had to stay there long.
Right.
Played a game, out.
And in terms of the future, There's some talk that maybe you and Coach Beckett may get together on some basketball programs here in town.
It's getting ready to be astronomical. Coach approached me with an idea of this 64 skill set where you get training in roof, and I loved what he was saying, and I told him I felt like bringing me back. And so it's going to do something that's going to get off the ground, and I'm going to champion it for Coach and do whatever I have to make it a success. And I know it'll be a success because I call him the John Wooden, the young John Wooden of this game, and he's a brilliant mind.
We're going to get you and Bonner in together one day, and I find it really interesting that Coach Beckett from the Basketball Academy is really tight with the all-time leading scorer at SLU and the all-time leading scorer at Mizzou. How about your relationship with Bonner?
AP's my guy. When he had his, a lot of people don't know this, he had the keys to Vashon Gym. And you know they used to say, they got some great games, but a lot of people couldn't get in. AB would invite certain people to the gym, and we'd lock the gym and just play about 9 or 10 hard games. And then there was a place, he had a bar that he knew somebody from college, and we'd go over there and dehydrate.
Yeah, it probably was Humphreys.
Yeah, and dehydrate. And I tried to get AB to come to Missouri because I told him, I said, you the type of Stewart player, dude.
Yeah. Could he have guarded you? He was a great defender.
He had to guard me.
Yeah, but could he have guarded you well?
No. No, I'm just being honest.
And most importantly, are you wearing a Band-Aid?
No. Okay. I passed that forward. My daughter's wearing them now. I got a 12-year-old daughter that's unreal, and she's on a team that never lose. And one of the porters is on it. So they're everywhere, and they play with it. She plays for BGT Elite, the Boys and Girls Club Elite, and they never lose.
Thanks for the visit. I'm sure we're going to be seeing a lot more of you, hopefully in St. Louis, but an honor to have the great Derek Chivas in St. Louis in studio. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll take a short time out before we go to break. Quick word about Bomberito. Go to bomberito.com for more information about how to buy a car. 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. Nobody sells more cars in the state of Missouri every year than Bomberito. We'll be right back.